now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, you can go back and check out the first hour of the program. If you'd like to download it from radioforall.net, podcast it through iTunes, check it out on many of our syndicated partners that air the program throughout the week. But we're glad you're with us now because we have more great music to bring you in this hour of the program. And I guess maybe a little bit of an introduction. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. And Brian is the magic man that lets you know every week about where you find the charts, of course, where we get the music.
Yes, you can always check it out at earshot-online.com, the home of Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and some great staff and volunteers involved with it, that organization and Earshot. Earshot, the main part of Earshot is the National Top 50, the 50 most played albums on Canadian campus and community radio every single week, and we bring you the top 20 album selections from each one of those albums. We're about to delve into the top 10 for this week, the week ending Tuesday, September 6, 2016. The National Top 50 is a combination of over 30 submitting stations' top 30 albums of the week, so you can check them out within your own community. And both regionally and nationally, there's also electronic hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so much more. Again, as always, that is earshot-online.com. We wouldn't be here without it. It'd be impossible.
That is true.
It would be called something else.
Well, I don't really know if we could put the work into, we would then, I feel like, need a grant because we'd have to hire a team.
Who's Grant?
Statisticians. I don't know.
He's a statistician.
Who's Grant? Oh, I got you. That's an Anthony joke.
That
right
was
there.
A joke only for your benefit. Yeah. And you didn't even.
I didn't even get
pick it.
It
up.
Well, because I thought you said who's Grant. And then, yeah, anyway, good one. I enjoyed it. I thought I was going to call Justin Trudeau and get a grant.
Sure, you can do that.
Anyway, we've got you covered online as well. Facebook.com/Earshot20 is our home on Facebook at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and Earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you, and we'll do it by playing something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. In this hour, the top 10. Steven's back with some more music news. Brian's got the lowdown jam-packed, and we're going to get it started right now. We'll start at number 10 and make our way up.
All right, you already heard from a member of this band, Brian Borchett's other project, which released a debut album at number 19. The project is called Twist. And if you're paying attention, that is Holy F. Their latest is called Congrats. It's been within the charts for a few weeks now. This week at number 10, up from number 17, you'll hear X'd Eyes. And the new album from Hannah Georgia is called For Evelyn. This track you're going to hear is called Evelyn as well. And it's at number 9, up from 16. And sitting still at number 8 for the third week in a row, it is Andy Schoaf. His latest release called The Party. You're going to hear The Magician. That is what you called me, The Magician.
It's a song about you.
Me, clearly. Hopefully more. It says nice things.
There's other songs about you coming up later in the program, too.
Oh, no.
X'd Eyes, your number 10 this week. It comes from a Holy F's album. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
That was The Magician by Andy Schoaf. Sitting still at number 8 this week is The Party. In the middle there of that sat at number 9 up from 16, Hannah Georges with a track called Evelyn from the album called For Evelyn. And at number 10, kicking off our second hour and our top 10 up from 17, Holy F with Congrats and a track called X'd Eyes.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are back to the music news as we connect again with Stephen Karlick all the way in Toronto, Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there, and lots of music news. We had some good stuff to talk about in the first hour, some good stuff to talk about in the second hour. We're going to kick it off with news coming out of the camp of Apple, and I know this has upset a lot of people, the fact that there's no physical headphone jack for the iPhone 7.
Yeah, much has been made of the new iPhone 7 announcement that Apple made earlier this week. And most of it has focused on the fact that their forthcoming iPhone 7 and 7 Plus models will phase out the traditional 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. The tech giant confirmed what had long been suspected, that they won't feature the standard headphone jack. Instead, you'll now have to grab a set of headphones with a lightning connector, much like their charging cables, to plug into the body proper. And while this may be disappointing to legions of iPhone users that prefer off-brand headphone experiences, don't go throwing away your buds just yet. An adapter will be included so you can still have the option of using your 3.5 millimeter headphones with the iPhone 7. Additionally, you'll also be able to use what Apple are calling AirPods. These are wireless headphones that will connect with the next iPhone and will, I believe, be packaged in with them. The buds feature an infrared sensor that can detect whether or not they're in your ears and will only turn on when you pop them in. The AirPods will be available in October. Of course, in addition to those audio tweaks, there are a handful of new features for the iPhone 7, including a dual camera system, stereo speakers, longer battery life, and a host of other things. Pre-orders for the new phone have started now, while the phones are expected to hit Apple stores on September 16th.
I'm interested to see what the headphones are going to look like, or the AirPods, I almost said AirBuds, the AirPods that you're going to put in your ears. I just don't, are they still going to have like the long piece on them so they kind of hang down beside your, to go along with like maybe the sideburns or something? I don't know.
They're just tiny. tiny, I believe they are tiny golden retrievers that fit in your ears and occasionally win basketball tournaments.
Oh, man. Well.
No, they are. They look a lot like the last, you know, the sort of classic iPod headphones, which if you've owned, you know, are total pieces of shit. They look, you know, they look fine. I'm sure that they're fine. I'm sure that they're not great. We'll have to see. Although I did read, you know, I've been doing some reading on it, and I did read an interesting piece that talked about, you know, the general way that we react when technology is phased out, how angry people were when Apple first started phasing out floppy disks by not including a drive on, I think it was in 1998 on their Macs back then. And, you know, with the new computers they've been releasing don't have DVD drives or CD drives. Technology changes, and this may be where it's heading. You know, we might all be using wireless headphones in the future and not complaining about it. Or, you know, we might focus our attention on better and more important things.
Maybe. One thing I do know, I just realized in the article also that the phone will be water resistant. So Ricky Gervais will be happy because his bathtub selfies, now he can get a little bit more creative.
So there you go.
Okay, we've got more to talk about. Let's switch over and chat about The Weeknd. Their new album is inspired by some pretty cool names.
Yeah, this is an interesting little one. Just a short bit of news. While we don't have any firm news about a new album coming from The Weeknd, we do know that he is working on it. But the Toronto R&B singer did recently let some details slip about the next musical move he'll make following up his 2015 full-length Beauty Behind the Madness. Speaking with V-Man for a cover story, the vocalist revealed that his forthcoming effort was inspired by a range of artists from different genres. Here's what he said. There are new inspirations on this album. The production feels aggressive but still sexy. The Smiths, Bad Brains, Talking Heads, Prince, and DeBarge play roles. We wrote it all in Los Angeles. I think it'll be the best sounding album I've ever done. It's hard to label the sound because when I first came out, nobody would call it R&B. I just want to keep pushing the envelope without it feeling forced. On top of revealing those influences, Tesfaye also recently shared with us that he was in the studio with, of course, Daft Punk, who we talked about in the first hour of this program. You can read the rest of that interview by following the links at exclaim.ca, but some interesting news about new music from The Weeknd.
So cool. I can only assume that the album's going to be awesome, and I can't wait for it.
Very cool.
All right, one more to round it out before we get to your song pick, and that is news from Halifax Pop Explosion. They've added a few more to the lineup.
Yes, they have. Halifax Pop Explosion was, of course, already looking pretty formidable this year. Now, the festival, which runs from October 19th to the 22nd at various venues around Halifax, has added another host of acts that will play the festival. This includes Toronto R&B singer Daniel Caesar, The Loyas, Free Love Fenner, Montreal experimental duo She-Devils, and the band Repartee, all getting added to the roster. They'll join previously announced acts like Hey Rosetta, Pup, White Lung, The Bar Brothers, Keys and Crates, Charles Bradley, Basha Bulat, and a number of other excellent Canadian and international musicians. In addition to the musical performances, Halifax Pop Explosion will also play host to comedy shows and the Expand Music Conference, which aims, quote, at strengthening and growing the Halifax community through a series of panel discussions, roundtable talks, and more. The full list of those participants and speakers will be revealed on September 20th. Until then, you'll just have to wait until October 19th to see all the music that's going on.
Yeah, it looks like a great lineup. I'm sure the festival will be a smash hit.
Totally.
All right, that does it for music news for another week. Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
And to you, my friend.
And we will now turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. I believe I reported the news in an earlier edition of the Earshot 20, but just as a reminder, September 9th is the release date for the new MIA album. It has been a while, 3 years since her last album, and the new one really is incredible. It's called AIM, and the singer has announced that it may or may not be her last album, so I would encourage you all to hear it. Head over to exclaim.ca, read my review of the record. You're about to hear the song Go Off, which is co-produced by none other than Skrillex. Some very interesting production going on here. This is MIA with Go Off on Earshot Radio.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong. suckers lost. I cause a trick, you tell you got it wrong.
People are positioned, I said we up on the level up. My name is Neymar, and you know I'm the number one. There is no competition, I gon' tap and you gon' listen. I'm a I'm on 10 like men, even better than them. Yeah, I don't use fuckers like the German cause then. My third eye is open and my fuckers ain't joking. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my fuckers is so strong.
No focus, lost that concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
Go off on them.
Focus, lost our concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm pressing buttons, dropping pins on positions, cause my words go far and this rain is so foreign. You blow the place I live in, watch, I could keep it going. Go off on them. So check up on the messages, know what the message is. Like alien in villages, we're here for all ages. Fans back home, got my tracks bang long. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my focus is so strong.
No focus, lost our concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost our concentrate, and now you got it wrong. Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost our concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
Just don't drop and just drop and just drop and 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 drop and
drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and
No focus, lost our concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost our concentrate, and now you got it wrong. Go off on them. Go off on them.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring July Talk, Usher, Against Me, Angel Olsen, and our annual Hangout Handbook Guide to Cities Across Canada. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
There's nothing I want more than you. Why the hell would I choose solitude when I really wanna follow you home? Oh, I'm not considered confident and calm. Something I have never been at all. Could you fuck away my emptiness? Could you try?
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Brendan Canning in the program for the first time this week at number 6, up from number 9 the week before. And his latest release is called Home Wrecking Years. You heard a track called Book It to Fresno. Japanese Girls in there as well, number 7, up from number 20 with the album Divorce. You heard All of Myself and a new one from MIA's AIM, which is her newest album, released on September 9th, and you heard a track called Go Off.
Did you know that MIA backwards is AIM?
Yeah, I figured it out after a lot of work, and I'll show you my work later, all okay. The math I had to do.
Good, excellent. We have a few more tracks to get to, but before we do, we are going to take another break from the charts and give you a look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, as they may have a chance to sneak up into the countdown and onto this show. It's the Lowdown. Brian's got it for you.
10 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown at number 49 with Ma Mi O Beach, the second album from Calgary's The Heirlooms. Listen Up Kid are a Kingston-based alt-rock outfit, and their new EP, Manisha, lands at number 48. Minneapolis rapper-producer duo Atmosphere find home at number 46 with their latest collection, Fishing Blues. At number 44, one of Ottawa's most prolific groups in recent years, the Steve Adamic Band are back at it with their fifth album of pop-punk entitled Graceland. Jumping the Shark is the debut album from Sydney, Australia's Alex Cameron. Comes in at number 41. And up one spot at number 40 is another debut album. Nothing More to Say is a collection of reggae and rocksteady from the Frighteners, released via Daptone Records. Released without warning on June 17th, Dan Mangan's new Unmake EP is a small collection of originals and reworkings from the BC artist, and it debuts at number 39. At number 34, Jump With Your Eyes Closed is an EP comprised of five recordings that were B-sides and original versions of songs from Ray Spoon's latest album, Armor. Montreal-based Mozambican Canadian Samito has released his eponymous debut album, blending acoustic and electronic sounds with African and world music, and it debuts at number 29. And we close out the lowdown this week at number 24 with Sun Will Rise, the latest album from Regina-based psych folk outfit Snake River. The LP picks up where the last one left off, delving deeper into the world of protagonist Reginald McCruskey, an author residing in the fictional town of Snake River Mountain. This time, the action is set between February 2nd and 23rd, 1989, and the stories are told in the form of McCruskey's internal dialogue.
Well, there you go. Look at that.
I had a little extra time this week.
You did. You put some work into it. I like it. And I'm going to say Ray Spoon and Dan Mangan for picks to pop into the charts. Those are my picks. You always write it down there, but then you don't save the sheet.
I did save the sheet the last time, but we took a week off.
Oh, so okay. Well,
it seemed
we'll
like
see.
It was not worth reviewing.
Moot point.
I'll just assume you were wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm always right. All right. We'll see what happens next week. Until then, we've got lots more on the way. Some tracks to get to. Brian's going to let you know what's coming on next.
Oh, I told you a bunch of debuts below the top 20. So how about some more within our top five? A double dose in this set. Sloan's Chris Murphy, the Super Friends' Matt Murphy, and the Inbreds' Mike O'Neill revealed last year that they'd band together in a supergroup dubbed Tons. Their debut self-titled album debuts at number 5, and you're going to hear a track from that one called Mind Over Matter. And My Woman is the third full-length album of indie folk rock from Missouri-born singer-songwriter Angel Olsen. At number 4, you're going to hear Heart-Shaped Face.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Heart-Shaped Face by Angel Olsen, debuting at number 4, her newest album, My Woman. And also debuting this week at number 5, the new self-titled debut record from supergroup Tons, you heard Mind Over Matter.
Those are some crazy high debuts.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy high. All right, 3 more tracks. Let's get to it. We'll let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Kick it all off here at number 3, up from number 6, The OCs from A Weird Exits. You're going to hear a track called Ticklish Warrior. And then our number 1 and number 2 swap to have another new number 1 this week. So don't go anywhere. You'll find out very soon who tops our charts this week.
And just so you know, this is the other song I sang they wrote about you. Ticklish Warrior. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And as we've been saying all program long, we have a new number one this week. Kind of predicted it a while back after it had a relatively large debut and was floating around number two for a couple weeks. It was the Pack AD Positive Thinking, rising up one spot to top the charts this week with a track called Medium. And only dropping one spot after being at the top for several weeks in a row, Bad Bad Not Good 4 is the name of their newest. It's at number two. You heard Lavender and the OCs kicking off that set of three, our top three. Up from number six is their latest Weird Exits. You heard Ticklish Warrior.
All right, there you go. That does it for another week, another countdown. Brian Cleveland, Anthony Edmund with you, and we thank you very much for listening to the program. You want to go back and check it out, radioforall.net to download. Podcasts or iTunes. We're on several great campus community and online radio stations as well where you might be hearing this program, but no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much, and we will probably see you next week with a brand new countdown, but until then, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.